Hi guys, I'm Coach Danny. Welcome back to Cross the Goal in our final episode in our series, Power of the Spirit. Let's take a little review. Let's go to the board. Our series began with the power of the Holy Spirit. And we talk about the focus on the third person of the Blessed Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Now let's review each episode. The first episode, Spirit of the Living God. The Spirit is alive in us, we talked about. Then we talked, second episode, the Spirit of Truth. The truth is in His Word. And then the third episode was salvation. Our path to salvation is through the Spirit. And then the fourth episode, the gifts and fruits of the Spirit. There's a variety of them. We all have some. And then episode five, we talked about cooperating with the Spirit. And that's our personal trainer is the Holy Spirit, men. And then finally, episode six is to pray, come Holy Spirit, come upon us. Let's take a look at a passage in Acts to talk about coming of the Holy Spirit. This is Acts 2, 1 and 4. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. All of a sudden, a sound came from heaven like a rush of a mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues of fire, distributed and resting on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. We're going to take a break, men. We're going to come back in the game plan with the rest of our team, Father Larry Richards and Peter Herbeck, and we're going to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to come down upon us in a powerful way to renew us in the Spirit. Join us then, guys.
You know, coaches frequently have motivated many men in special ways. But Danny's message of that this is about the salvation of souls, I choke up, you know, thinking about the people that, you know, I feel the obligation to try to do something about. I just am passionate about this, about trying to come together with guys that I love, that I know that love me, and that can share that with others in a manly way. I had not had any experience with spiritual direction. I read Danny's book. I said, you know, I get the daily prayer life, I get Mass more regularly than Sunday, I get confession, but I don't really have any knowledge of spiritual direction. And so we started talking, and Danny took that role on, and to say that my life hadn't been the same is certainly an understatement.
Welcome back, guys. I'm here with Father Larry and Peter. And Father, let's talk a little bit. We're not talking about a sacrament here. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, just renewal of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. We don't rebaptize anybody. Once the Spirit come upon you at baptism and confirmation, you have the Spirit. But like we talked about earlier, we need to stir this Spirit up. So it's about, remember in the Paul's letter to Timothy, and he's talking to Timothy, and Timothy's a bishop and a priest, and he says, may I remind you to stir into a flame the gift God gave you when we laid our hands upon you. So here's a bishop and priest, and he's saying, listen, you need to surrender again to the Spirit and stir him up. Right. So that's what we're doing now. We're asking the Holy Spirit, who's already within us, and we're asking for the grace of full surrender so the Spirit can take control of us.
Because we already have the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely, from baptism and confirmation. Exactly.
But many times, a lot of us, I know I don't remember my baptism
sure.
or confirmation.
I think it's because you leak. You leak a little bit. The Spirit, you got to keep leaking out, so we got to pour them back in.
You know, guys, we always talk about personalizing things sometimes. Yeah. I think you have a pretty, really a wonderful story that ties into this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the part of the reason I'm here, part of the reason we're all convinced there's more. And there's more the Holy Spirit wants to give to all of us throughout our whole life. But many of you are listening or you're struggling with all kinds of family issues, personal issues. You feel like you're all alone. You're fighting the fight on your own. You feel powerless. Well, my own family is one of seven kids in our family. Good, solid Catholic family in many ways. Grew up a block from the church and the Catholic schools and the whole bit. But we had problems in our family. We had some serious dysfunction. I was the second youngest of seven kids. It doesn't surprise you, probably.
Right. Yeah. All go, I get it. Now it all fits together now.
Yeah. Serious dysfunction.
I'm the sixth of seven kids. Most of my older siblings were out of the house, and you know my brothers were kind of drifting from the faith. It was just classic what was happening in the broader culture. And my oldest sister ended up in this little parish she was in northern Minnesota, going to a prayer group. She went through, you know, life of the Spirit, actually in the Twin Cities, moved to this parish, and there's a little prayer group, and they're praying with each other, and they're having faith and expectant faith that God's alive, and they were praying for my dad, who was at the time alcoholic and needed help, and they prayed for like 6 straight months. She calls home on a Sunday night, and she says, I'm coming home next weekend with my family. I got to tell you something. So she comes home. She tells us she's a part of this program, said, we've been praying for Dad for the last 6 months, and after the prayer meeting, two different guys came up to me and said, just older guys from the parish said, you know, Kathy, I just have to tell you, when we were praying for your dad, I felt like the Lord wanted me to come and tell you that he's heard your prayer and he wants your family back. He wants to bring them back to faith. Wow. And that it's time to trust in him and that he will act. Wow. And here, the next week, she's at our house, sitting at our kitchen table. No one had ever talked this way before in my family ever. And she said, the Holy Spirit wants to help us. Wow. He wants to bring us under the authority of Jesus as a family to repent, to come back to him. And if we trust him and we listen to this word, God is going to hear our prayer. Nobody talked with that kind of faith in my family quite like that. At least the siblings never did before. She had her game face on. I mean, she was totally convinced because she had experienced it. And she knew it was real. And to say, does our faith really have this kind of power? Does God actually hear our prayer? Can he heal our family and generations of difficulties in this area in our family? And it's a very long story, but the bottom line is, within a month, my dad, for the first time ever, came and said, I've got a problem, I need help. He never admitted that before. He's a very successful guy, a strong old tank commander in Patton's Third Army, the whole bit. He admitted it. When the treatment as a family went through, 4 weeks later, he stood up and he said, I'm Joe Herbeck, I'm an alcoholic. I cannot live without Jesus Christ at the center of my life. 20 years of sobriety, everybody came back to the faith. Mom and Dad had 71 grandchildren, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and many of them, most of them, are walking in the faith. And it was really, it began, I often think of that little tiny little prayer group, those little faithful folk who said, Jesus Christ is present. And that same Spirit, friends, is here right now.
Absolutely.
I know we're doing this on TV, I know we're here, but the Spirit is with us, with you and me, and we're of one heart. We're united by the Spirit who wants to help you and help us tonight.
Well, you heard what he said about they didn't feel comfortable in there. None of us, you might be sitting out there right now really uncomfortable. I know the first time that I was prayed with, I felt very uncomfortable. But there's something happened. It just, then I sort of got relaxed and I saw that other people relaxed and just, I let the Spirit just flow. Let it just happen out there. So just relax, put your hands on open and on your lap, and let's turn it over to Father. Sure. Why don't you lead us in some prayer?
Absolutely. The first thing I want you to know is that you're not alone at this moment, that God is with you. All around you is the angels and saints at this very moment. So no matter what it is, don't worry. No matter where you are, don't worry. God is with you now, and God wants to do a great movement in your heart. You just need to be open. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to renew our baptismal promises. We do this every year in a church at Easter, and so we're going to do this now, okay? So just hear me and respond to me just like you would at church. And so we begin. Do you reject Satan?
I do.
I do.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty promises?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
I do. God, all-powerful Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and the forgiveness of our sins. May he also keep us faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. So that's for you who have already been baptized and have recommitted your life to Christ. But for those of you who have never done it, I just want you now to let's go deeper And for some of you, you might need to say this prayer with me. And we're going to go deeper now with the Lord. And so just repeat this prayer with me now, right where you're at, okay? Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I acknowledge that I am a sinner.
I acknowledge that I am a sinner.
And I am sorry for my sins.
And I'm sorry for my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Take control of my life.
Take control of my life.
Be my Lord and God and Savior.
Be my Lord and God and Savior.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
And make me your disciple.
And make me your disciple.
I love you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I love you, Lord Jesus Christ.
And I give you my life forever.
And I give you my life forever.
Amen.
Amen. Powerful, guys.
God is good.
Beautiful. Well, let's. Why don't we just start praying here and see how the Spirit leads us out there. Be comfortable. We'll be praying with you. And just, like you told, open your hands up. You know why we do this? To relinquish our power.
Surrender.
And live it in the power. Surrender, totally surrender to the power of the Holy Spirit. So if you've never done it, I know it's hard. I know the first time I did it, it was like picking up 100-pound weights. But once I did it, I felt I'm out of myself, into the Lord. So let's just do that. And guys, let's just start praying.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come, Holy Ghost, Creator blessed. And in our hearts take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made. To fill the hearts which thou hast made.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. Just open yourself now to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. At this very moment, as we pray and we ask the Holy Spirit upon you, all the angels and saints are with you at this very moment, and they're praying for you. You're not alone. So receive the gift that God wants to give you now. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people and enkindle unto them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And you, O God, shall renew the face of the earth. Holy Father, God of love, your Spirit was promised to us by Jesus Christ. And the Spirit you promised us is no cowardly spirit, but one that will make us strong, loving, and wise. Send your Holy Spirit upon these, your people who are asking for it. Send your Holy Spirit upon them in a mighty wind, that this may be a new Pentecost for them, that the Spirit may set them on fire and people may come to watch them burn. Send them with the Holy Spirit, fill them with the Holy Spirit, that they truly may be your disciples, and that they may go forth walking in the power with all the gifts, with all the fruits that God wants to give them now. Fill them with your Spirit, for Father God, we beg you these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen, Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, God.
Thanks be to God. I got a picture in my mind of the Lord. You know, I see a picture of him in a hotel room and walking in a living room and standing in the presence of people who are praying right now all alone, all by themselves. And Jesus is just saying, I'm here.
And I also, Peter, have a vision that the Lord's got the biggest smile on his face, because so many people, I just have a sense out there, have given themselves over to the Spirit in a deeper way, deeper than they've ever had before. And so, in fact, it surprised themselves that they've done this. But you'll never be sorry. The Lord is so happy, and he will bless you. Amen. We like to finish this segment with a song that we'd like you to join in with us in singing, Spirit of the Living God. Won't you follow
Spirit the Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, use us. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on them. Spirit of the Living fresh on them. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on them. Melt them, mold them, fill them, use them. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on them.
Join us in the red zone. Welcome back, guys. How about that? Pretty powerful, huh? Well, I was thinking, guys, you know, did you have a sense of anything when we were praying with guys?
I did. I was going to say something right at the end, just a sense of that there are some who are praying who've been battling with some real bondage, some real stuff that you had no hope to get through. Just want you to know, some of you know, you sense the Lord, you sense some hope, you sense some light just opening up in your heart and mind. That's the Lord, and He wants you to receive it and know that you can live in freedom. He's going to give you the strength as long as you continue to follow Him and lead you in the path you need to find the support and help that's going to get you there.
I just had a sense the power of the Spirit was really moving. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know, did you guys have that same sense?
It was just,
I know something had to happen. I don't know what happened. I don't have any vision or prophecy or anything like that. But I just sensed that if you have to accept it, don't you think, Father? What happens
absolutely.
A lot of times, we have to claim it. When the Lord blesses you, I think what happens a lot of times, we don't accept the blessing. Say, thank you, Lord, and claim it.
You got to believe that God is true to His word. And so if someone asks, and again, as we talked about earlier, if you ask a father for something, He's not going to give you anything else. So you just ask God, the Father, for the Holy Spirit. And so God's going to give you that Spirit. He's going to give you the grace. If not, then God's a liar. And if you want to call God a liar, you can go ahead and do it. But I'm not going to do it myself. You know, so God promises us that. And, you know, He does it for His sake, not just our sake. Because He wants us again, like, you know, if we're going to use the analogy of someone to be a good football player and say, Danny, where God comes and says, I'm going to make you the best football player there ever was. Even though you were, of course, we all know that. But we're going to make you the best football player there ever was. And what I'm going to do that, I'm going to put the Holy Spirit inside of you. I'm going to live inside of you. We'd expect you to be the best football player in the whole world. Well, God says to us, I want you to be the best Christian there is. And to do that, I'm going to live inside of you. And so your job is to get out of the way. For to me, the greatest scripture is Galatians 2:19, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, so the life I live now is no longer my own. Jesus Christ lives inside of me. And the way He does that is through the Holy Spirit. Our job is to get out of the way.
Right.
And so that's what He is. So now that the Holy Spirit's come upon us, we got to trust Him, believe Him, and start letting this transformation live in our life.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right. He does that.
I think it was Pope Benedict came and said everyone should experience.
In 2009, on the Feast of Pentecost, he said, I pray that everyone in the church could experience the beauty of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. He's just quoting Jesus' words from Acts chapter 1, when Jesus said, John came to baptize you with water, but I've come to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. That is, I've come to plunge you into the life of the Spirit. I've come to pour my Spirit upon you and fill it. So really what we've been doing here, this whole series, what we did today, was that gift, as Father was saying earlier, is awakening. And Pope Francis actually built on it just not long ago. He said something very similar. He said he wanted everybody in the Catholic Church to come to this kind of deeper experience of the life and the power of the Holy Spirit.
And we're not talking, see, sometimes you get the image that, and people are worried about the Catholic charismatic renewal, whatever. We're just talking about being prayed with the Spirit here. And it's yeah. the power of the Spirit. And the Pope's talked about it.
Sure. It's just Catholic life. I mean, it's exactly, living a full, right. the full
this
Catholic
is what it
life.
Is to
yeah,
be
yeah,
Catholic.
Right, right,
we're
right.
not doing
yeah.
anything else.
It's,
then
or it's
this
not trying to get everybody into
faith.
A particular kind of movement and do this,
Absolutely.
Do that. It's no, let's just live the life that's revealed to us in the Scriptures
right.
and in the
sure.
teaching of the Church, actually. It's all there.
Absolutely.
Let's just live it. Let's all come into it as a reality and allow the Spirit to lead
and
our
often
lives.
Often I think that the devil comes in and he makes us argue about things
yeah.
instead of believe in things.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
our job is
exactly.
to believe. Our job is to trust God. When he says something in his word, our job is to believe that, not argue
yeah.
about it. And too often we're always, well, what's that mean exactly? Da, da, da. Just surrender to the Spirit and let him have yeah. control of your yeah. life.
Let the Spirit do that. Now, in this, guys, when we follow up now, what we want to do is, you know, you've been touched. You have to claim it. The Spirit's in your life. You want to change. You want your life transformed. Visualize a cross here. And at the top of the cross, the first thing is prayer. The second is study over here. Then it's service and community. So you have to participate in these different phases. And Father will talk a little bit, start us off here. What you can do as a follow-up to this. Father, why don't you talk about prayer?
I think
bit.
The first thing you got to do to have a daily prayer life is to have it committed to time. So you say, God, I promise you for the rest of my life, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. And in those 5 minutes, you make sure you say your prayers, but you don't just say go through the motions. And whenever you pray, you also listen. God, I want your will in my life. And so it's a relationship, but it's a relationship until people commit themselves to time. That's why it's the first thing. You promise God you're going to give God so much time every day. And there's nowhere in the world that you're more loved than the arms of your Father. And so when you go to prayer, it's your Father calling you so he can love you and he can reveal his will to you and fill you with himself.
And prayer, you know, Our Father, Hail Mary is fine,
sure.
and then, but there's it's just opening yourself up a
Absolutely.
Lot of times.
It's a relationship.
And listening sometimes, and not only praying. Won't you, can you?
And again, I think the biggest thing for, I tell people, no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed, that you start your day with the Word of God, because people say, God doesn't talk to me, Father. Well, God's always talking to you. What's the problem? You're not listening. So if you commit yourself to spending time, like I tell, you pray the Holy Spirit and you slowly start reading the Word of God till God takes a 2x4 and whacks you over the head
right.
and then stop, listen, respond, write it on a piece of paper, put it in your pocket, and then pull it out throughout the day and be in a dialogue with God
right.
all day.
Exactly.
That means God's in charge of your prayer, not you. It's not
right.
just, prayer isn't just saying a bunch of words to a guy who may or may not be up there. Prayer is entering in relationship with the God of the universe.
And don't start
you.
With the Old Testament. Start with the New Testament.
Please,
right.
New Testament.
It might seem a little difficult to lay hold of at times, but the whole thing we're praying for, a fuller life in the Spirit, the central thing the Spirit wants to do after bringing us to life is to reveal the Father, the love mm-hmm. of the Father in our heart. You know, right? Romans chapter 8, the
yes.
Spirit, we don't know how to pray.
Right.
But the Spirit will help us pray.
Right.
The Spirit of Christ that knew the Father, trusted the Father, was bonded in love with the Father, security and trust
right.
of living in relationship with the Father, that's what Jesus is giving to us.
Sure.
His inheritance, his relationship with the Father, and the Spirit testifies to our spirit, the Bible says, that we are sons and daughters of God, and we can cry out to God the Father, Abba, Daddy. You know, he's really our Father. So
sure.
that's a key part of this whole thing you're talking about, what prayer and then
study.
Well, the fundamental thing to study, as Father was saying, is really the Word of God. It's not the only thing to study, but ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. You've probably heard it many different times, but the Spirit wants us to know Christ. Paul says, to know Christ Jesus. That's where we're going to find life. That's where we're going to find our identity. Christ is going to reveal to us our destiny. He's going to set us on a rock. So you chew on this every day. This is going to give you life. Study.
Then the last two is service. What you talk about there is that once you take it, you talked about when your foundation is out to others, you know, we can't keep it just to ourselves. We've got to, and that's, I think Pope Francis is telling us to go out. And there's all kind of different things that you can get involved with out there, service. A lot of times, guys, start with your own family, the service within your own family. And then last is community. I think what happens is you're on an island out here. A lot of us, you know, I'm overwhelmed out here, and you will be overwhelmed. If you leave yourself with the devil by yourself, you're going to get eaten up. You need to be involved with other brothers in groups. Father has a small prayer group. You have a prayer group for young people. We have Crossing the Goal materials, and you can use and start, I call them workout groups. You need to get in something for accountability. I don't care what it is. There's all kind of groups out there. If you go on www.crossingthegoal.com. We can either lead you to ours, or I can send you somewhere wherever you can find some small group. Does that make sense, guys? I mean, you got to get involved with something. I'm telling you, if you don't, you're going to revert back to what you did before you started this program. Now, closing, interesting. We're going to have two shows to follow up to this, because this is more of a personal relationship with Christ. Now we're going to talk about leaders. How do you become spiritual leaders in your family, in your business, in your church? We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about the next series after that is about small groups themselves. And we're going to actually have a workout group, a group of guys that are going to participate. It's going to be pretty powerful. So please watch us on Crossing the Goal. And I think that you're going to be pleased. There's a lot of shows on there, that episodes that you can follow. And men, remember this. God loves you. He wants to be with you. That He is your personal Savior. God bless you. And thanks for looking in. And guess what? Ask a friend to check out Crossing the Goal.